Hi, welcome to our podcast. My name is Brian McClelland. This is actually a series of podcasts that I've put together mainly for the newcomer to the internet marketing to try and help them with getting their business off the ground. Any newcomer to internet marketing is looking to generate revenues as quickly as possible. That's the name of the game. And the easiest way to make money online is via a highly targeted niche market. This is a very, very important part of our business. You do have to do research to find that profitable niche, and I will go into that in another podcast to explain how you actually do that. But once you find them, you actually open the floodgates to solid revenues from eager buyers. To begin in niche marketing, most newcomers use an affiliate product to promote. But now that you've found your product and you've found your niche, how do you market them? Well, there are many ways to promote affiliate products. However, if you can make yourself an authoritative figure in your niche, it certainly helps. How do you become this authoritative figure? The easiest and most effective way, and I'm sure you'll have seen this all over any internet marketing training, is to build a review site and do a full comparative review of the product you're looking to promote. People, I should really watch what I'm saying, but people are generally lazy. They don't want to spend the time investigating the market and the products within the market. They're actually very keen for somebody to do that research for them. And if you're seen as an authority, people will read your review, and if they like your review and they like the product, the chances are that they will actually buy it from you. It may sound silly, but you really do need to have used the product that you're promoting so that you can give it a review from experience. You want to be confident in the product you're promoting, as it is your integrity online and your name that you're risking your reputation on here. And it takes a long time to build a reputation, but it only takes one bad product to completely destroy it, and then you're starting again to try and rebuild it. The way I look at this is, if I am promoting an affiliate product, would I be happy to promote that product to a member of my family or a close friend? You know, if you're willing to promote it to them, then you've got a good product, because there is no escape. If the product does not live up to your review, your family and friends will soon let you know. Anyway, to write the comparison article for your website or your blog, you do not always need a website, then you need to write for an internet user. It may seem strange, but the internet tends to be a short span of attention area, and you need to keep your readers interested. It is far too easy on the internet for a reader to move on to another website or another review site. So to write in the internet, you need to break up long paragraphs, you need to keep the sentences short, and make it informative and interesting for your readers. You're really trying to put yourself in your readers' shoes and writing for them. What is it they want to see? What is it they want to know? That's what you've got to put into your article. Article itself should only be around three paragraphs long, and keep each paragraph to around four sentences. If you have images of the product, then you know, do add them to your blog or website. It's also worth embedding your affiliate code in the image. If any, you know, if you do put an image into your website, then embed your affiliate code in it, because the last thing you want to do is get somebody to go and look at the image, look up on the internet, and buy it from somewhere else. You should also, if you're trying to build a list, I'm sure everyone knows what a list is, then you should ensure that they are sent to your squeeze page first, so that you can capture the name and email details before forwarding them on to the product sales page. The comparative review itself, it should point out the benefits of the product, but you should include any issues that you have had in using the product. If these issues are major, then to be honest, you should reconsider promoting that product. Readers will be skeptical if all you promote are the good points and do not point out any issues with the product. At the end of the review, build your conclusion, showing the good and bad of all the products and giving your recommended product from your testing. Again, please remember to include your affiliate link to your chosen product in the article. You don't want your reader agreeing with your conclusion and then going elsewhere and buying from another affiliate when you have basically done all the hard work. Anyway, to your ongoing success, and hopefully I'll catch up with you in the next podcast.